You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Right now, we'll throw out a few odds and ends. Did some hiking this weekend for a little football action yesterday. Gretch made lasagna. I know it's not a traditional
football food.
Mm. I don't think I've had lasagna in probably 6-8 months, probably.
That sounds delicious.
So that was delish, and I also locked myself up until I finished, and I did finish the first draft of the next Eric Swan thriller novel, and so that sucker is off to the editor.
Look at that.
And we're going to try to fast-track this one now and try to get it out before Christmas, but I don't know if that'll happen, but we'll see. But it always feels good to do a the end. I don't ever write the end, but in my head, it's the end. And I've told people before, when you're writing novels, it's nobody enjoys the writing process, but you love the finished product. You love to say the end and be done.
I bet, yeah. After a lot off your mind.
After 83,416 words.
Is that a lot? Like, how many pages is that? Like, I mean, seriously, is that a lot? Like
300 and something.
Is that 3? Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Pretty good, man.
So, but it was good. He got, it turns pretty violent at the end.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so you won't like it. Anyway, that was the big thing. And then we watched... I know you want to talk about binging. I'll tell you quickly before you tell me your recommendations. We are into the second season now of Succession on HBO.
Okay.
We really dig that show. We really like that one.
Nice.
Kieran Culkin, Macaulay's brother.
Right. Yes.
Is in that one.
He's still acting, huh?
He's a card, man. He's funny in that show, I gotta say.
I'll check it out.
So we're really enjoying. Yeah, there's no mother violent. There's nothing. I don't think there's anything in that show that you wouldn't like.
All right. Well, the problem is that I just have to get the HBO. It's just another subscription.
Right. I understand. You have to juggle which ones you're going to keep, right?
That's right, man.
And with kids, there's certain ones you've got to keep.
We're stuck on Disney Plus for a while. Yeah. Which is fine, because I did catch up on The Mandalorian this weekend, so I'm all caught up with that.
How is the next season of that?
It's pretty good. It's just fun. It's, you know, it's stupid. It's a lot of the episodes so far are pretty pointless, but it's just fun, because it's Star Wars.
It's just Star Wars action.
It is. So, yeah, a lot of binging. I'll go back a step. Nick Nack actually cooked this weekend as well. She's experimenting with a new mac and cheese recipe, so she's been trying to perfect it because she wants to serve it at Thanksgiving. So we've kind of been the guinea pigs.
What's
for
in
mac
it?
And cheese? I don't know. I mean, she won't tell me.
But I mean, is there something special like bacon added or anything like that?
No, and that's funny because that's one of the things I said when I tried it. It was like, you should add some bacon to this now. But there's some sort of crust that goes over the top of it that is just fantastic. Yeah. And I don't really know what it is. It's a
like
combination
a bread
of a
crumb
bread
kind of
crumb
crust.
And something that she soaks it in. And
love.
I don't know, but it's so good. So we did that. We got the Christmas tree up this weekend. The kids talked me into doing that.
I thought you already had a Christmas tree up.
This is our big one in the main family room. We put our little Colorado tree up in the living room. So we got both trees up. We're ready to rock, ready for Santa. And the kids are totally in the Christmas spirit, and we sat down on both Friday night and Saturday night, and they wanted to watch Home Alone 1 and Home Alone 2, so we did that Friday, Saturday, except I didn't watch them because I've seen both of those movies about 4,000 times. So I plunked down on the couch with the rest of the family, and I had my iPad with me and my headphones on, and instead I watched The Peanut Butter Falcon. Have you seen that on Amazon
Prime?
No,
I've seen it on
with Shia LaBeouf. Shia LaBeouf.
I don't even remember what it's about.
There's this kid with Down syndrome, and he runs away from a nursing home to pursue his dream of becoming a professional wrestler. And he kind of befriends Shia LaBeouf, who's kind of like, I don't know, like an outlaw guy in the show. And it's really good, so I highly recommend that one.
Oh, good.
Netflix, The Trial of the Chicago 7.
Oh, yeah,
very, very good.
The
whole court proceedings over the riots in 1968 at the Democratic National Convention.
I love those
really,
courtroom shows.
Really good. Me too. This one was great. And Borat's in it, Sacha Baron Cohen. And it's so weird to see him in a straight, like, powerful, really well-acted role. I was waiting for him to go, ye wowie, wowie, or it's all right, you know, things like that. And he's like, no, he's really a good actor. So I highly recommend that one. And then two that are just like episode shows that are not movies. Auntie Donna's Big Old House of Fun.
Should I write that down?
Yes. As I was watching it, I was wondering if you would like it, actually. It's comedy sketches. There's celebrity cameos. It's these three guys that do improv out of Australia.
I'm writing it down.
When you watch it, you're like, what in the heck am I watching? It's
Auntie
Donna's Big Ol' House of Fun.
Big Ol' House of Fun.
It's very off the wall, very strange.
What's that on?
I love quirky humor. It's on Netflix.
Okay.
So you can check that one out. And I think you would like this one on Amazon Prime, Dom. Wayne. It's just called Wayne.
It's about Wayne Newton?
No. This says, after the death of his father, a good-hearted 16-year-old vigilante sets out with his new friend to get back his dad's stolen 79 Trans Am. And again, I watched two episodes of that this weekend, and it's really good too.
Oh, it's an entire—it's not a movie. It's an
no,
entire
it's an entire series. I think there might be two seasons. I'd have to go back and look. At least one full season
of it.
So it's called Wayne. So I was busy this weekend. A lot of treadmill stuff, and then like I said, I plunked down, so I didn't have to watch Home Alone. Mm-hmm. And watch some of this other stuff.
It's funny to me that your family's watching a movie.
Oh, Nicole wasn't happy.
And you're sitting there with a laptop and your headphones on.
Yeah, Nick-Nack was not happy about that. But I'm like, really? I'm still technically here with the family.
No, you're not.
I was there. I was present.
You're corporeal.
Come on. Home Alone for the 700th time?
I know, but sometimes you have to do that for your kids.
You're a skin sack. Hey, I was there for the kids when we put up the tree, and I'm not watching Home Alone again. No.
Switch over and watch the other Culkin brother that I told you about.
I might have to do that, man. Ugh.
What a visual, though, you sitting there with your headphones on.
Oh, I was getting dirty looks. I was getting dirty looks.